Violinist Joshua Bell is very busy this weekend, performing a new program with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in the Bronx, Queens, and Westchester County. The West Side Story Suite was commissioned for him and composed by William David Brone. It's a free adaptation of songs and melodies from Leonard Bernstein's 1957 score for West Side Story. A Sony Classical recording of the suite was released in June, but the piece received its concert premiere this past Tuesday in Central Park. The concert also celebrated the issue of a Leonard Bernstein commemorative stamp. Violinist Joshua Bell joins us from New York. How did it go Tuesday night?
Oh, fine, thanks. Actually, it was a bit scary because it started to rain an hour before the concert, which was a big bummer for me because the concert couldn't go on if it rained. But then it cleared up, and typical New Yorkers, they just stood around and kept, you know, their umbrellas up just in case, but they didn't leave. So it was actually really touching that people stayed, and we ended up having really fun time. It was a nice concert.
There are so many familiar phrases from so many different songs. Mm-hmm. This project, both the concert and the recording, how did you and William David Brone approach it? I mean, what you have done is not only rearranged in some cases in terms of instruments, but distilled the complete score into 19 minutes. And I imagine, to a certain extent, you wanted to make sure that it included the things that we know, but on the other hand, you didn't want it to just be a highlights reel.
Exactly. I mean, there's actually a tradition going way back. You know, the 19th century, the great violinist Sarasate did his version of the Carmen, Bizet's Carmen, and his Carmen Fantasy, which is now a standard violin piece, and many others did that. So we kind of used that as a model. I really did not want it to be a medley of tunes from West Side Story. I wanted it to be a real violin vehicle and a virtuoso piece also, and just my kind of tribute to this great music. And William Braun, he actually talked to Bernstein about it before Bernstein died, and Bernstein really liked the idea. And then the project kind of sat around for a while, and when William Braun showed me his rough draft of what he had done, I said, "This is great, we've got to do it." And we began to revise it, and I wrote my own cadenza, and we rearranged parts of it and kind of refined it, and now I'm very pleased with it.
How did this cadenza come about? I mean, was it sort of, you know, vibration composing? I mean, there it was.
When I write a cadenza, I tend to just at first just improvise and just let ideas flow, and then I start reining them in, and you know, I have certain ideas of what I want to do. With that cadenza, I really wanted, it comes right after America, which is kind of the lightest, most kind of pop type tune, and I kind of wanted to use the cadenza to draw it right back into a very classical vein, and at the end of the cadenza, it's almost like the end of the Beethoven Violin Concerto cadenza going into somewhere. I wanted that feeling of nostalgia that you get kind of at the end of Beethoven.
When people talk about the breaking of heartstrings, it just seems the violin is so well suited to that music. I mean, there's almost a visceral reaction to hearing that high note in Somewhere.
Well, I think so, and I think the violin is really, well, the violin being such a vocal instrument, and it's just so well suited for this music, and but I'm biased. I think, you know, I think the violin is every bit as moving as a human voice, but it's my instrument. But I don't think it would work on the tuba quite as well.
Did you follow it chronologically?
Actually, we didn't follow the story chronologically. It does kind of move in ways that were musically organic, but not necessarily in the order from the show. So it becomes really more of a kind of a fantasy on the West Side Story. And I put a cadenza towards the end and added a coda so that it becomes almost like a violin concerto.
I wondered if, given that this is indeed a Broadway score with characters, that there were times that you put yourself in the mind of a character while you were playing. For example, I Feel Pretty. It is a very flirtatious Maria that we are hearing mm-hmm. on your violin.
Well, certainly. I mean, that's what music is all about, is getting inside the character of the music. And so the fact that I know the words and know the story makes it that much easier, because it's I have a story right there. You know, when I'm playing Beethoven, I have to kind of make up my own story. But with this, it actually makes it easier to have to know the story and have the words. And when I play that, I do get into that character, and I get to play all the characters. Really, that's the fun part.
Was it fun to do the Spanish influence? I mean, it just has such dance potential. I've never seen you perform. How much do you move when you play some of this dance music?
Well, unfortunately, I tend to move a bit more than I should. I've been criticized for that all my life from my teachers and even my parents. So don't move so much. It's distracting. But I think of when I play music and think of music, I think of dance a lot, and I just naturally move to the music. But I'm not dancing around the stage. I guess I'm pretty animated when I play.
How can you not be? I mean, these were composed as dances, and when you start, I mean, when America, those phrases start coming up. I mean, I'm moving in the car, driving into work.
It was funny in Central Park seeing people, because people, it's very relaxed and laid back, and people were, when we played the concert there, people were kind of dancing and moving around, and it was really kind of cool.
Say to you when you were working on this project, like, why are you doing this? I mean, who wants to hear Maria?
It's funny, because I did, there were comments. I did get comments from my friends, some of my classical friends, when I mentioned I'm going to do this. Their first reaction was, why are you doing this? How are you going to even get up there and play Maria with a straight face? You know, this is, it's nice music, but it's Broadway, aren't you going to feel funny? And the truth of the matter is that I didn't feel funny at all about it. I think it's great music, and when I play it, I mean, I treat it as seriously as anything I play, and I actually convinced my friends who then heard it. They said, you're right. This is just it's great music, and it works on the violin. And so I think if you treat something seriously, and it will come out, feeling sincere. But if you treat it that it's all kind of light music, it'll end up sounding light and shallow. Mm.
So after the New York gigs this weekend, where else are people going to be able to hear this in concert?
Well, I get to play it around several places. The Hollywood Bowl in August with the LA Philharmonic. We're also taking it to the Proms in London, which is at the Royal Albert Hall. And I really want to bring this to Europe, too, because... Europe is a place of, go to Germany. That's they own Brahms and Beethoven, and they think you're doing American music, and I want to, it's nice. I feel so proud bringing something at Bernstein and showing them that we have some great composers from here too.
Violinist Joshua Bell premiered the Bernstein West Side Story Suite, composed and arranged by William David Braun, this past week in Central Park. A recording of the suite is available on Sony Classical. A commemorative stamp was issued by the Postal Service in honor of Leonard Bernstein this past week. And violinist Joshua Bell joined us from New York. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure.